This unit will focus on terms and concepts associated with health information management and technology. Unless otherwise indicated, the materials presented in this lecture were adapted from the information available on the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology website. The learning objectives for Unit 14 are to define and explain the terms and concepts used in the field, to understand the terms that frame HIM and HIT practice, to explain commonly used acronyms and abbreviations. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, or Recovery Act, authorizes the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, to provide reimbursement incentives for eligible professionals and hospitals who are successful in becoming meaningful users of Certified Electronic Health Record, or EHR, technology. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, or HITECH, seeks to improve American healthcare delivery and patient care through an unprecedented investment in health information technology. The provisions of the HITECH Act are specifically designed to work together to provide the necessary assistance and technical support to providers, enable coordination and alignment within and among states, establish connectivity to the public health community in case of emergencies, and assure that the workforce is properly trained and equipped to be meaningful users of EHRs. In addition to the terms connected with the new legislation promoting HIT, there are other HIT concepts and terms that users need to know. We will discuss those now. Classification systems are designed to group similar or related data for external reporting of morbidity and mortality statistics, reimbursement systems, and automated decision support in medicine. One example is the International Classification of Diseases, 9th edition, clinical modification known as ICD-9-CM. In the United States, ICD-9-CM is best known as the system used for coding by healthcare providers to report to insurers to receive reimbursement for services provided to patients. Two new classification systems, the International Classification of Diseases 10th edition, clinical modification ICD-10-CM, and the International Classification of Diseases 10th edition, procedural coding system ICD-10-PCS, will be implemented on October 1, 2013. Clinical terminologies are designed for the documentation by providers when delivering clinical care. Since medical information can be codified during the course of patient care, terminologies can be used with the electronic health record systems. The following statement has been published on the American Health Information Management Association's website regarding classifications and terminologies. Together, standard clinical terminologies and classifications represent a common medical language that allows data to be shared. Therefore, standard modern clinical terminologies and classifications must be incorporated into EHR systems in order to achieve system interoperability and to realize the benefits of a national health information infrastructure. Computerized Provider Order Entry, or CPOE, is a computer application that allows a physician's orders for diagnostic and treatment services, such as medications, laboratory, and other tests, to be entered electronically instead of being recorded on order sheets or prescription pads. When CPOE systems also include decision support applications, the computer compares the order against standards for dosing, checks for allergies or interactions with other medications, and warns the physician about potential problems. A decision support system includes computer tools or applications to assist physicians in clinical decisions by providing evidence-based knowledge in the context of patient-specific data. Sometimes the term CDS is also used. Examples include drug interaction alerts at the time medication is prescribed and reminders for specific guideline-based interventions during the care of patients with chronic disease. The Consolidated Health Informatics, or CHI, initiative is one of the 24 presidential e-government initiatives with the goal of adopting vocabulary and messaging standards to facilitate communication of clinical information across the federal health enterprise. The Electronic Health Record, or EHR, is a real-time patient health record with access to evidence-based decision support tools that can be used to aid clinicians in decision-making. The EHR can automate and streamline a clinician's workflow, ensuring that all clinical information is communicated. It can also prevent delays in response that result in gaps in care. The EHR can also support the collection of data for uses other than clinical care, such as billing, quality management, outcome reporting, and public health disease surveillance and reporting. The ideal electronic health record will be a longitudinal record of care across various providers. In 1928, an organization was formed devoted to identifying standards in clinical records with the aim to improve patient care. While the American Health Information Management Association, known as AHIMA, continues to promote this concept, members are educated to promote the benefits of future electronic health records to also include being patient-centered, comprehensive, longitudinal, accessible, and credible. EHIM refers to this view of the future of electronic health information management. EHR management is a process that encompasses the creation or the receipt of electronic health data, and that information becomes the legal or business record for the healthcare organization. Electronic prescribing, known as e-prescribing or ERX, is a type of computer technology whereby physicians use handheld or personal computer devices to review drug and formulary coverage and to transmit prescriptions to a printer or to a local pharmacy. E-prescribing software can be integrated into existing clinical information systems to allow physician access to patient-specific information to screen for drug interactions and allergies. The Federal Health Architecture is an e-government line of business initiative managed by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT. FHA was formed to coordinate health IT activities among the more than 20 federal agencies that provide health and healthcare services to citizens. FHA provides a framework for linking health business processes to technology solutions and standards, and for demonstrating how these solutions achieve improved health performance outcomes. Health Information Technology, or HIT, is the application of information processing, involving both computer hardware and software that deals with the storage, retrieval, sharing, and use of healthcare information, data, and knowledge for communication and decision-making. Health Information Exchange, or HIE, is defined as the mobilization of healthcare information electronically across organizations within a region, community, or hospital system. ARIO is an organization formed by groups of hospitals or other healthcare providers to exchange health information. Ultimately, the aim is to have information exchange over a nationwide health information network. Meaningful use. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid published regulations to provide incentives to physicians to adopt the use of electronic health records and use them in a meaningful way. Examples of becoming meaningful users of electronic health records include electronically exchanging pertinent patient information between care providers, sharing information with patients in a secure manner, providing information to physicians to help physicians diagnose problems earlier, reduce medical errors, and provide safer care at lower costs. The Regional Extension Centers, known by the acronym RECs, offer technical assistance, guidance, and information on best practices to support and accelerate healthcare providers' efforts to become meaningful users of EHRs. The extension program includes over 60 regional centers, each serving a defined geographic area. The regional centers will support at least 100,000 primary care providers through participating nonprofit organizations in achieving meaningful use of EHRs and enabling nationwide health information exchange. There are a lot of acronyms and abbreviations in the field of health information technology. Some of them refer to the professional organizations that support HIT. We already mentioned the American Health Information Management Association, but other organizations include the American Medical Informatics Association and the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society. The HIMSS Electronic Health Record Association is a trade association of electronic health record companies working nationally to create and support interoperable electronic health records in hospitals and ambulatory care. The Institute of Medicine, or IOM, is part of the National Academies of Sciences. They provide advice to the nation on health. Several of their reports on ways to improve patient safety have advocated the use of health IT. Funding agencies supporting HIT include the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, known as AHRQ, the Department of Health and Human Services, known as HHS, the National Institutes of Health, known as NIH, and the National Library of Medicine, which is part of NIH. The NLM provided a lot of support for early informatics research. The major government agency overseeing the high-tech initiatives is the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. It is usually referred to as just ONC. In the Office of the National Coordinator, two committees that advise the National Coordinator on HIT standards and policies are the Health IT Standards Committee and the Health IT Policy Committee. There are other government agencies that are frequently involved with health IT issues. These include the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Health Resources and Services Administration. Establishing standards in health IT is a very important effort right now. Several organizations are involved in these efforts. In addition to the ONC Health IT Standards Committee, these organizations include the Certification Commission for Healthcare Information, which was the first group recognized by the government for certifying electronic health records. There are also other certifying bodies who have received the designation as an authorized testing and certification body and ONC authorized certification body. The ONC ATCBs were certification bodies under the temporary certification program. The ONC ACBs will perform the actual testing and certification in the permanent certification program. Other standards development organizations have worked to establish technical standards for EHRs. These include the Health Information Technology Standards Panel and Health Level 7. The ISO is an international standard-setting organization. Other HIT acronyms used in health information technology include ADT, for admission, discharge, and transfer. This is generally a computer-generated list of patients that have been admitted to the hospital, discharged from the hospital, or transferred from one unit to another in the previous 24 hours. CIO is the Chief Information Officer. The CIO is responsible for the health information planning, implementing, maintaining, and controlling of health information technology in the organization. PQRI stands for Physician Quality Reporting Initiative. The PQRI program identifies data quality measures that physicians are incentivized to report in order to receive government incentives. SNOMED is the systematized nomenclature of medicine. SNOMED is a comprehensive clinical terminology that can be used with electronic health records to encode medical information. The VHA is the Veterans Health Administration. Sometimes this is just abbreviated VA. The information system in the VA is known as VISTA. Other acronyms used in healthcare include acronyms associated with the federal legislation known as the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, or HIPAA. This federal legislation was enacted to provide continuity of health coverage, control fraud and abuse in healthcare, reduce healthcare cost, and guarantee the security and privacy of health information. The acronyms include BA, which stands for Business Associate, BAA, which is used for Business Associate Agreement, CAH, which is an acronym used to represent a critical access hospital. Critical access hospitals are usually small rural hospitals that provide services for the medically underserved, that is, those people with limited access to medical care. CE stands for a covered entity. CFR is an acronym for the Code of Federal Regulations. These are more acronyms used in healthcare associated with HIPAA. IFR stands for Interim Final Rule. NPRM represents the first publication of a federal regulation known as the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. OCR is the acronym for the Office of Civil Rights, which has oversight for the privacy and security rule of HIPAA. PHI is the acronym which stands for Protected Health Information, which refers to identifying information about the individual that HIPAA protects. These concepts, terms, and acronyms may change in time as we work towards the transition to more widespread use of electronic health records.